here's the strategy that I'm putting forth, and I'm just giving you this bit of a podcast to give you a summary. You will have the alert with all the written part of this, which is very lengthy. Obviously, it is not something that you have to read. I am giving you a summary of it now. The reason why I wrote some of it out and I included two charts, just to give you some idea of where we are in the underlying fundamentals of the economy. My written material is a summary of some technical data, not even close to all, not even a quarter of all the technical data that I've been reviewing. It paints a very optimistic picture of the economy. Most of the data does. And I think it's important that during this pandemic recession that we see where the underlying fundamentals of the economy have been maintained. I am thankful to the Lord that He kept me putting out a original strategy that I had. Back in end of July, I tweaked that strategy. And then at the end of August, I tweaked it again. And finally, I had to just sit back, do some real hard numbers through the month of August and the first part of this month. That strategy would have been very different than this, and I'm glad it didn't happen. Basically, all I am asking you to do for the most part, and you can read everything if you want, but my goal here is to indicate that I think that we would be wise to take a change in our cash position before the election. I would like you to increase your cash position by 15 to 20% above what our asset allocation model calls for. I would remind you that this is going to be quite lower than what I had in 2007 and 8 when I was looking at 65 to 85% in cash. So this is below that, and that's good news, I guess. So I think that if you're over 55, you ought to lean closer to the 20% mark than the 15%. I don't think this is going to be hard for many of you to do, since a lot of you probably have that already. If you do, that is great. Just stand firm where you are. As far as selling, I would be looking at selling maybe some of the less quality stocks, some of the micro caps, maybe some of the small caps, maybe some stocks that have been struggling for a very long time. It might be a good idea to use this time to add or build and leave a portfolio that is mostly quality. Now, on the mutual fund side, the Timothy side, the 401k side, I think it's critical that you maintain the allocation model cash position. I don't think that it would be wise to stop putting money into those, or in fact, change those as long as you are continually contributing to them by way of a 401k or IRA. If you don't have a long-term time horizon and you are in Timothy Mutual Funds that are more aggressive, they're aggressive funds, they're large mid-cap growth, you may want to cut those positions back about 10%. But I think that it's important that you continue to contribute during a downturn. That is only going to help those funds. If you are an income investor, I do not recommend that you sell anything in order to create this higher cash position. I think that the cash position that is on the income asset allocation model is fine. Now, I'm talking to people that are truly income investors and are using the income. If you're not, you shouldn't be an income investor if you're not using the income. So you're in the wrong asset allocation model. I'm not sure why you would have income stocks, purely income stocks. So I really can't address that because it's not parts of my strategy. But if you're an income investor, look, we got to keep shares that are paying dividends. So we can't be concerned for where they go. So I don't want you to sell to increase cash positions. If you have some dividend stocks that are not paying dividends, that have stopped their dividend payment, then I think you need to get rid of them. And again, keep that in cash for now until we can enter some more quality into those income positions. So I know that is not huge monumental changes, but they're changes I'd like you to make if you need to make those changes, and changes I'd like to make before the election. I am finding it very, very difficult to believe, and I'm trying not to allow this gut feeling and ideological desires that I have to keep me from making good choices. I'm afraid it might be, at least on my part or my own situation, but it is hard to believe that President Trump would not get reelected. And I want to give you this notion because it seems to be building around healthcare. And everything that Biden is saying is a lie about healthcare. It's just all flat out lie, trying to scare seniors. Let me tell you what's scary. That come March or April of next year, as we have a new presidency, I want you to think of your healthcare because it is going to be headed on a path of total control by the government. You will have the government and the bureaucrats deciding what care you should receive and where you should get it. We will have government and bureaucrats deciding who exactly should be getting care at all and exactly how much they're going to pay any provider for that care. That is where Biden is going to take us. Kamala Harris is going to be the president by June if Biden gets elected. She is going to take even a further left attitude. And I can guarantee you, they all know that government controlled in every aspect of healthcare is the beginning of the socialism that they want. So please keep that in mind. All right, I hope this plan helps you and you're not too overwhelmed by the reading that you have there in the alert.